Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local honey producer Ron Weir, who resides in Kyoto. We talked about September being National Honey Month.
How did this season go for you?
It was a real good year because dry year is usually better than a wet year because the bees can fly every day. When it rains a lot, it washes the nectar out of the flowers, so they got to wait 2 or 3 days for the nectar to come back, if it does come back. So it's been a really good year for honey production.
Interesting. I wouldn't have known that. When we think of lack of rain, it's just bad overall, but I guess it's typically good for honeybees.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a farmer too. You know, I like to see the rain for the corn and the beans and the pastures, but yeah, for honey, it's great. A dry season.
When it comes to pesticides and diseases and other sorts of things that hinder bee populations, have you seen much of that take a toll on you and honey collection?
Yes and no. We'll talk about the Iowa honey producer for a little bit. I've been keeping bees for over 30 years, and we were running like 500 members. Now we're 1,200 plus members. Our Southeast Iowa group, we got over 40, so there's an interest in beekeeping right now, especially all the publicity about colony collapse here 5 or 6 years ago, and everybody wants to keep bees right now.
What kind of stage in the process are you in right now?
Well, right now, a week ago, I finally got done harvesting honey. Really got to have the honey off by the 1st of September so I can treat them for the varroa mite, which is a pest that you never get complete control on. You know, they talk about colony collapse. It still comes back to the varroa mite, trying to keep it under check. If you got to treat by September so the bees going into winter aren't riddled with varroa mite. It weakens them so much, you know. You know, a couple of days or a week of a bee's life is a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. Because like in the summertime, a bee born in May and June will only live about 3 weeks. They just weather themselves out. But the bees born in September, October, got to live all the way through the winter.
So how do you treat them for the varroa mite, I wonder?
There's different things you can treat them with. I treat them with formic acid mostly, which is a natural acid, but not the strength that will knock the mites off the bees and kill them. We're trying to kill a bug on a bug. You know, that's a little difficult. Mm-hmm.
Do you just make honey, or what all products do you sell?
Mostly honey and beeswax. And I'm getting older. I used to do a lot of pollination for the Amish people of Kelowna, but I kind of give that up this year because I'm getting slower and not enough time in the day.
How do you keep bees in the wintertime?
We put insulation on top of the beehive and wrap it with roofing felt. It acts like a solar panel because it's black. And the bees, when it gets colder and colder, they just cluster together tighter and tighter. And like the cold bees go in, the warm bees come back out and try to winter the winter. That's mainly it. You got to have a good population going into the winter because, you know, you got to have a good cluster of bees to stay warm.
How did you get into beekeeping?
Well, I got tired of raising corn and beans and hogs and sheep, and I said, I need a hobby. So I started out with 2 colonies, and that was a bad thing to do. Now I got over 300. So, and it's not a hobby anymore.
Do you have much of help, people who work with you to manage it all?
My wife, Carol. My boys, they do not want anything to do with it. We raise queens, too. I forgot about that. We raise queens, and one boy, you know, I'm old enough, I can't see that good. So we're trying to graft pin-sized larvae out of cells and put it into queen cups, and he can do it so much faster and easier than I can. So he'll do that as long as there's no bees in the honey house.
What do you enjoy most about beekeeping?
Oh, being out with nature, I guess. I'm an outside guy. I like to be outside, you know. So.
And why do you think honey producing is important here, you know, in southeastern Iowa?
Well, I just read someplace that 70% of the honey consumed in the United States is imported. And you can imagine where that comes from. You know, local honey really sells a lot. That's what most people want, raw honey. Grown locally.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kyoto honey producer Ron Weir. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.